Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. With us today is Rod Schaub, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, specializing in livestock. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Gary.
Today, I understand you want to talk about frost seeding legumes. Those three words don't seem like they should be going together somehow or another, but I'm sure you can tell us what it means.
Actually, it's a really good way of getting things accomplished. There's lots of reasons to interseed legumes into our pasture. You know, legumes can increase forage quality. They can help dilute the effects of the endophyte that's found in fescue. And they can fixate nitrogen, and that will help us replace nitrogen fertilizer applications that we have to make. And kind of depending on legume density, they can fix anywhere from 50 to 150 pounds of nitrogen from the air. So pretty free source of nitrogen in today's cost. That's a big thing. Clover plantings are often most successful when they're frost seeded in February and early March. But the problem with clovers is they require a pH that's at least 6.0 or above. They also require good phosphorus and potash levels in your soil. And if you've been soil testing routinely and following those recommendations, you should be able to easily reach those fertility needs of your pasture. And that way then, you know, we can get those clovers established. Frost seeding is a cheap and effective way of getting that legume seed planted. Actually, it's just broadcasting the seed. That freezing and thawing actually is what incorporates the seed then into the soil. If you want to improve getting it down there a little quicker, let's say we're getting towards the end of this time period, you might want to take a harrow and just drag that harrow behind. That'll help that seed-to-soil contact as well. If you're planning to use a drill and you're using a no-till drill, just make sure we don't get the seed any deeper than about a half an inch. That's awful small seed, and it won't come up very well if you get it planted too much deeper than that. As far as seeding rates, if you were going to seed a pure stand of red clover, you'd put on somewhere between 8 and 12 pounds. If you're putting this on in a pasture situation and broadcasting like we're talking about, I'd probably use somewhere in that 4 to 6 pounds of red clover seed. If you're thinking about using white clover, the pure stand would be 3 to 5 pounds. And so in a pasture situation, let's cut that back to 1 to 2 pounds per acre. Another thing that we need to think about is we want to mow or graze our pasture short. We want to do that after we get this seeded or even before we seed it, because we don't want those seedlings to come up and die from lack of light. We want them to have plenty of light. Legumes need light to actually grow and to do well. I would suggest we graze it down. And then when we start to see those legume seeds start to come up, if they're a quarter to a half inch tall, then it's time to move those cattle out, let those legumes establish. And I probably wouldn't go back for, you know, it might be 6 weeks or so before I go back. I want to make sure the legumes are established. And then the best way to keep them in your pasture then, once you have them established there, is to probably rotational graze. That way we can graze them down. We can give them 30 days or 35 days, come back to it. By that time, they will have grown, and we can graze that as well. So that's kind of the process of frost seeding. And if you have any questions, you can give me a call at the Extension office. And until next time, stay safe.
All right, Rod, thank you very much. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally.